Yeah, I believe that. That's how those things go. I just got mine, the carburetor rebuilt, or I think it got replaced last year, and then whatever other little tune-up things it needed, oil change, spark plug, all that. So it's running great. It'll run my whole house, but it's not the outdoor natural gas type. So I do got a plug outside, and I shut the main off and hook it up. It's kind of a manual process, but it does not get used much. And same kind of thing. I think I had more power failures before I got it than after. Same thing goes. If you buy a new snow blower, it's not going to snow the whole season. You know how that goes.
Oh, I agree. And there's nothing like a new snow blower, especially the ones that they got nowadays. Yeah, this one I got, it's only a 7.5K. So, and it's on a sub panel, okay? And it doesn't run the whole house. Well, I guess it runs the whole house, but it doesn't run the air conditioner, doesn't run the washer dryer, doesn't run the dishwasher, I mean, all of the biggie power draw things. It doesn't have enough horsepower to run that, but it does have enough horsepower to run the lights, the TV, the entertainment system, the furnaces, all that other stuff. So it, in that respect, aside from hearing that annoying hum in the background, you really can't tell. But if you have to do laundry, you can't do it because it just doesn't have enough poop to do that.